Stewie Park, Stewie. Thank you for calling in. Can you tell us about Cancel Colbert?
Well, I had just decided that laughter is poison, and everyone should be offended by everything, so I just put it up there, and it's cool. I got 13 Twitter followers from it.
I can't believe you got Stewie.
That's a pretty good voice. I do her and other people.
What? I mean, because that is really spot on. You must have researched her for a while.
Yeah, just is there anybody else you'd like me to do an impression of?
Yeah. I mean, could you do Obama responding to all this?
Yeah, hey, Stewie, come on.
Talk about chaos. Wow. We got it. Randall the Honey Badger leaving the studio. Thank you, Randall.
He just took flight.
And you know what's great about Randall? He does give a fuck. He really does. He gives back. So unlike the Honey Badger. Vicky, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little out of breath. I was just searching for a water.
Oh, did you find one?
No.
Oh, well, let me remove this big bottle of water away from you so it's
Thanks.
Not torturing you.
Maybe they went from those little quarter bottles to...
Yeah, we've gone down to smaller ones.
Yeah, they're so small, they're invisible.
What they are now is there's actually a guy in the hallway who will give you a handful of water if you give him a dime. So,
oh, is that who that guy was?
That guy, yeah, he's the palm guy. Yeah, he'll pour water in his hands for you.
Maybe I should wait.
Yeah, you know what?
Wait.
Okay, all
yeah.
right. Well, just let me know. His name's Filthy Doug, so let me know.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that
You don't like
good.
The...
No.
Not a good sell?
No.
His cans are acting weird. Well, the guys who filmed the documentary are on their way out. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
That documentary is going to be good shit.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the clip? They shot a Death Squad and the earthquake happened.
Oh, shit.
So
really?
They have a clip of, like, Red Band
well, that,
in the earthquake.
That's crazy. Is he like that reporter on KTLA who just had the freak out? Did you see that guy?
Not as bad as him.
That guy was the best.
Yeah.
The two best L.A. news things that have happened in 2014 are the guy who just, again, earthquakes are scary things. This guy is just such a pussy when he hears an earthquake. And the reporter who kept calling Samuel L. Jackson Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, no.
That is the best.
Here's what you have to understand, listeners that don't live in L.A. You would think, because it's an entertainment hub, that like everything goes really smooth.
Yeah, that we don't have dumb local commercials.
Right, but it's the Hollywood.
Ginger, thank you. Coming
People
up,
are
more
here.
Problems
oh.
for a troubled
earthquake.
Junior.
Here's We're the, having here's an earthquake. Oh.
Now, right now, this guy's hiding in terror, if you haven't seen this
okay,
clip.
Okay, it appears to have stopped.
Yep.
We're going to...
Yes. That,
did we hear it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
I missed.
Was over. Oh, you
missed. I missed the beginning part. I was waiting for the earthquake.
But the thing about the news is, you know, it's not New York. So maybe the best of the best don't flock to L.A. to do news. Because I can barely watch the news without there being a major technical problem every time.
Here's the other thing that's so weird about Los Angeles news is that they really have taken, like, the porn star... news anchor like element, and they've just like injected it with steroids. Like, you now are watching the news, and it's just like you expect a cock to get sucked. Like, you're just like, what is going on here? Look at these. I mean, the women are even the guys, they all look like I bet you if you pull up most of the news anchor sleeves under their suits, they just have those fucking tribal tats
right.
that every fucking dude who does a POV porn is rocking for some reason. The guy who just has like fucking gorilla arms. And just covered in tribal tats.
It's so true.
Pounds some little snowflake.
And then there's like the Dallas Raines look, which is almost like a George Hamilton.
Dallas Raines, I believe, is cocaine made as a man.
Yeah, and tan.
Yeah, tan. You know that they're like in there like, Dallas, you've been in the Doppler room for a while. And he's like, let me just check these readings a little more as he's like doing a mound of blow.
Yeah. Right. I'm here.
Hey, Sam.
What are you doing here?
Hey, man. You know what? Last show, I had to work hard, so I need a little break.
Yeah, sure. You need to decompress.
Very excited. If you guys listened to last episode here on Playboy Radio, The Naughty Show, All Things Comedy, what a fun show.
Holy
that was great.
Shit.
I'm
yeah.
glad we met at Subway.
Mines were...
Cloudvis creeping in for his guitar. Sorry, didn't have to tell you. But
Cloudvis
was
last week's show.
No. Oh, that's right.
That was Wednesday. It's Sunday now.
What a fun time we had, ma'am.
Are you happy, Sam?
I thought it went great.
So you're happy, yes.
Yeah.
Good, because that did go well.
You know who did really great was Malice.
Yes, she's great.
She rocked in the face of adversity.
She's great.
I can't imagine trying to do what she was doing while Randall was narrating it. Like, imagine... You're trying to do this sexy dance,
but
and you
Randall's
just hear
hilarious.
That guy talking about you. No, he's great.
Randall is hilarious.
Real
I'm just
deal.
Saying she's so professional to keep it together and make.
Very, and you asked for a big move, and she gave it to you.
She went so big that she almost knocked
the pole quadrant over. What do we call that? It's
just
like a carpet sample.
Is it pole quadrant?
It is called the pole quadrant?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Hey, Juan is here. Thank you, Rick.
Let me ask you something. My new CD is out. Are you guys excited about that?
That's not a question. Oh, that is a question.
Yes.
Sam, very excited. I know I said it last time we did the show, which maybe was tonight, which maybe was a week ago.
Yeah.
It is a really, really good CD, and anybody should listen to it because Sam is... I think maybe people forget how fucking great you are at stand-up.
Oh, thank you, man.
Because you are just very funny, and you just do, you know. But underneath it all, Sam is a fucking murderer. And you talk to any comics in Los Angeles, you know, anything, they have Sam high on the fucking totem pole.
I appreciate that a lot. Now, Vicky.
Yes.
Thank you. So it's going to be available.
April Fool's!
Ah!
No, I'm kidding. No, I mean that.
I'm a human being.
No, you know what's really great, though? There might be listeners who have never seen your stand-up.
I think that most have not.
We call it Sammed Up.
Well, once I put out this CD, I'm going to put out my old CD, too. I have two CDs I'm about to
Crime
put out.
Crime Fighter's the first one.
Crime
correct?
Fighter. I actually have a tattoo of it.
And then you're going to put the third one out right after.
Which is me just screaming at people.
Yeah, which is Sam going like, I don't know, dude. Might be done with all this shit.
I
might be retired.
I felt so bad for Gareth.
Why?
I'm like,
why?
Gareth, I'm sorry I had a mental breakdown.
No. But see, that's what's so funny, too, is that Sam does look back and he probably thinks that I was like, Jesus, what a head case. I just got high and went home.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it twice. I was like, that was fun.
I gave
totally.
You some good comedy advice, didn't I?
Sam really did. I mean, yeah.
I don't want you to tell anybody that advice.
No, it's great.
You only tell special people that.
No,
you keep
great.
It to yourself because you don't want everybody being able to do it. You want to have your special kung fu.
Yeah, that's
I told you because I think you'll be great at crowd work doing that.
Thank you.
Now, Vicky, I see something here.
The thing you said was piss your pants. Keep going.
I see this. There's something here called Surprise Roll-In.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Sam, and you know, we're talking about your CD, Believe in Yourself, and and I think that's an important message.
Yes.
Okay? And we like to have some fun on the show. And especially me and you, there's always a lot of conflict between you and I.
Never.
Sometimes.
Okay.
We can't even agree on that.
A little bit.
Yeah, you guys aren't even agreeing on the that's definitely disagreement.
The main thing is I love you.
Okay.
I would never want to seriously upset you or hurt you in any way. And what I took is maybe some fun and games with Gareth in your absence.
Vicky, are you talking last episode?
I'm talking episode 204, the lost episode.
Last episode.
Okay,
oh, no.
Now what we thought...
I thought maybe you would record you and Lenny having sex, calling him the N-word, and I would have been excited about
that. No, Lenny likes it when it's anti-Asian.
So what I thought is... You seemed upset. You thought maybe we should pull the episode. It's a great episode. There's tons of great parts in it. But I thought maybe we could meet in the middle.
Okay.
So I re-edited the lost episode 204.
Oh, no.
To kind of change the context of it a little bit. Now,
this is exciting.
I don't think the listeners are even going to notice because the editing is so clean.
Okay.
And this gets patched together so well. But I think you're going to like it a lot better.
I'm excited.
We might have the found episode.
This.
Rick, can you roll that clip?
Rick, can you roll that, bud? Dave Anthony, how are you, Dave?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Are you able to run this show without Sam? Because this show is usually
fucking amazing.
That's what the show usually is. And then he says something. Interesting.
I mean, I would say the 200th episode is a good example of what you're talking about, but that isn't every show.
That's all episodes.
Is that every show?
That's all episodes. I love you. Have the best podcast.
I am still very emotionally
more than ever.
I'm in love with the show.
Well, that's cool.
Is that weird?
No, I think it's like most of America.
Your
basically
face.
Everyone's listening at this point.
So, Dave, you rate the 200th on an A to F scale.
Oh, I gotta give it a letter?
Yeah.
A.
Because it was fucking nuts. It was really got crazy. There were a lot of great moments.
That
was
pretty great.
The stars aligned.
That was pretty great. Legitimately.
The show's improved.
Yeah, they escalate. Every week it's gone up, honestly.
It's definitely gone up.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you.
I think one of the things that people really appreciate when they come here to Playboy Radio is that Sam is a sweetie.
Sam's a nice guy. Sam, he was like born to podcast.
There,
look at
sure.
the goddamn pictures. Everybody knew he was going to be funny. His teachers were like, oh, he's going to be funny. There wasn't a person alive looking at that kid in high school that didn't go, this kid is going to be funny.
I see this guy spreading his wings and flying. I see big things for this guy.
You know why? Great podcast. It's pretty good. He's really creative. Good career going on outside of here. Funny. Bad boy. No. Oh, this guy can fuck. Now, hold on a second. Uh-oh. He has hazel eyes. I'm not going to call him Sam. I'm going to call him my friend.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. Wow. See, if that would have came out, that would have been the best.
Look at how happy he is.
That was great. My face hurts from laughing.
That was really good.
You know, I appreciate it. That was awesome.
I looked at his picture.
Biggie,
they were like, he's going to be funny.
Great job.
Thanks.
Biggie did great. How do you think we came off in the shooting of the movie on the last episode?
Ooh, yeah, now that it's all said and done.
Let's talk about
what do you guys think? And then we'll bring in our guests.
I thought that was good. I mean, I think that's a pretty good sample. I'm glad they recorded the whole hour of the show.
Me too.
Because I think that's smart.
It went well.
Give,
I mean,
give some options.
You guys didn't think I did good at the first 10 minutes, but I thought I was
Who
good.
Didn't?
Oh, no, no. It's good. It's just, are you aware there's a film crew?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
It was like a minute. It was like a minute where
I'll tell you when I start going weird. I'm like, where's Randall?
I know. I could tell.
That's what threw it.
I could
when
tell.
You have your
that's
show
when you,
laid
but
out.
But Sam, you know what happened in that moment, what you said.
What?
Did you guys see any good movies? That's how I knew. You're normally, I mean, it was, yeah, I could tell that you were like, we're being filmed. I don't want any dead air. Where's Randall? Anyone seen any good movies? What's everyone watching in the movies?
I hope we just make the cut.
Oh, we'll make the cut.
Look, it's like this.
I mean,
okay?
How many pods?
We had Clownvis, Malice, Randall.
I can't imagine. And you know, I love all the podcasts. I love
especially
all,
the last episode.
Yes, but I can't imagine that there's another podcast with B-roll like what we brought.
Oh,
where,
no.
You know what I mean?
B-roll where, butthole, baby.
I love Malice. I love Randall. I love
all three. You think about Promise. It. Those are three people that are just Naughty Show alum.
Alum. Yeah.
They're five-timers clubbed.
I love
returning
them.
Champions.
Malice is so great. But it's time for a new friend to come in the show.
Oh, shit.
Can we bring our new friend in here? Is anybody listening? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. This, you know what's so funny about this next listener? I've
this
known
next
him.
Listener.
This next guest.
Our next guest. I've known him. We did Premium Blend together.
Wow.
Ooh.
That was the 70s, right?
No, yeah. That was about the 70s. J. Chris Newberg. Is he? He should be ready. Yeah, come in.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by retards.
That got so weird.
That took it
Trust
Chris.
Me, if it's weird to hear it, it's even
Hold
weirder
on. Are you
to see
kissing girls before you come into my show? Are you kissing girls before you come into the show? Hey, do you need microphones and all that? Okay, maybe we should. Can we bring him in one of those seats from out here, and then we'll set up his microphone and all that stuff? Yeah, something for him to sit on. Set up his mic. Grab a mic real quick, bud. As we set
They're
up
randomly
here.
Strewn on the ground for some reason. I don't know why. That. Sorry.
Which one are you on? There we go. There we go. Boom. Talk, bud.
Hey, what's up?
There we go.
Yeah.
How is everything?
Everything's amazing.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
J. Chris Newberg.
Thank you. I love the couch. It's very, very comfortable.
That's now, all the jizz.
Yeah.
J. Chris Newberg, you know him from his own show here on Playboy Radio. What's the name of your show, bud?
I've yet to name it because the legal has not approved me yet. So, Limbo.
Limbo?
Limbo.
What a great show Limbo is. What are you going to talk about on Limbo?
Well,
why don't you bring the stool over here and then he can sit on it and they can sing. I'm appreciative of that, Charlie. Thank you.
There's a lot of people here. This is awesome.
Oh, well, we just shot a movie.
Oh, in here?
Yeah. We're part of a new movie.
Earbuds. It's a podcasting documentary.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So we're a big part of that.
We thought cool. It was Airbud.
We thought it was Airbud.
Right.
We brought our dogs. People are picking up
Hoops.
Poop.
Yeah.
We were throwing footballs. Dogs catching
it's
it.
It's just a regular dog. We were just throwing footballs at a dog, it turned out.
Yeah, it was really weird.
What area of Netflix would I be able to search for this movie?
Oh, recently watched.
Recently watched?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a big Netflix guy?
I'm not, but I'm learning about it. Because I've been hearing it a lot in the hallway today.
I just got it.
Is it cool?
Oh, it's next level.
Is it?
You just got it, man. You like that stuff.
It really is crazy. It's fucking
awesome.
Have
you watched House of Cards?
No. I've been tied up with Deadwood.
Unbelievable.
I don't think anyone here's seen it. That's the best when somebody wants to talk about their show so bad.
I did. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to ruin it if you
Vicky.
Haven't seen it.
That's
yet.
Very nice, Vicky. Aww. Sam.
But let's get into this. Let's get into this Playboy show. What are you thinking it's going to be? What do you want to do?
Oh, there's so many options. It was, I think I just want to interview people. I mean, well, yours is very specifically themed, correct?
Yes.
Yes, yours is very naughty oriented.
I think, yeah, we got interviewed for that movie. They're like, what is your show about? I just like the rock and rollers. Right, I like the people, maybe the Tonight Show can't take, even though I love the Tonight Show.
Right.
Like, the people are too crazy for that.
Right.
I want Wild Child.
Okay.
I want debauchery.
Are we help like creating the show? Are you requesting like different things to put on mine or?
No. I'll just tell you what my show's about.
Oh, okay. But right, that's what I thought. I was like, well, that sounds a lot like your show. Right.
Sounds like Sam wants me to do his show.
Yeah. I'm like, we're doing that
he
show right
one
now.
One for his microphone, one for his guitar. This is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is great.
Where are you coming from right now, Jay Chris?
Hollywood.
Jay, let's talk about what recently just happened. You went through an amazing medical situation.
I did.
Why don't you break it down for us?
Okay. Well, I was in Champaign, Illinois.
And what a fun place.
Great place.
Yeah. Great place.
Great
you were
place.
Rocking.
I was. And I was actually stuck there in the airport for 2 days because of the polar vortex.
2 days in the airport. What is that like?
It's not fun. There's not a lot of showering or talking to people, and there's a lot of soreness.
What are the bitches like?
Lots of bitches. But,
what's that Terminal C pussy like?
I spent most of my time in Terminal B.
Oh!
You know, I didn't want to go to C.
You didn't want to take the train.
I didn't need to.
Yeah.
I didn't need to. A lot of them came up to see me. I had a good spot. And I got stuck there, and while I was there, I caught this virocardiomyopathy something virus, and it ballooned my stomach up like crazy.
So you look like one of those kids who hasn't eaten with flies flying around
distended.
You?
Distended?
Yeah, or I looked like a snake that just ate a gopher.
How big are we talking?
I was like 50 pounds heavier.
Oh my
50
God.
Pounds?
Yeah, and it was all like edema, like water in my legs and water in my belly.
Oh.
And I didn't even notice it because I thought maybe I was breathing pretty heavy because I had a cold. And then I didn't realize, like, since there's not a lot of mirrors there, you're not really checking out what you look like when you're actually, you know, in the airport. So I actually flew to do the Arsenio Hall show. And when I got in front of the mirror for the first time, and I was like, holy fuck, I'm fat. What happened? I'm like, what's going on? This is terrible.
You're like, oh, I got cut out carbs.
Yeah, and I was like, but I was like ridiculously heavy. And it was all in my stomach. And you could like hear the water shaking.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so, but I still didn't think anything was wrong. I was like, oh, that's that stupid Hollywood flu, you know?
So you thought you had AIDS?
I was hoping, you know? And so I then I went to the Hollywood Clinic to get some medicine. And they said, okay, yeah, you're having a heart attack. And I'm like, really? They're like, yeah. And then they said, we're going to just double check. We're going to do an EKG and do a heart x-ray. I said, cool. And they go, yeah, you're having a heart attack. You need to go do Sinai or Cedars right now.
Oh my
so
God.
I did. And they thought the same thing. They actually thought heart failure. But to make the short story really short, from that period on, it was like a 6 to 7 week period.
Were you in the hospital the whole time?
I was in the hospital for like 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. But while I was in the hospital, it started off the very first day I was there. They told me it was entirely possible I was going to have a heart transplant.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, okay, awesome. And they're like, we're not entirely sure. Like, but you definitely absolutely have heart failure. And your heart's not functioning properly. Your heart's functioning at like 7%.
What?
And a healthy heart pumps blood at 60%. And I was at 7, but I didn't even know it. I worked out like earlier that day. Like I literally didn't know. And then I stayed there forever. They kept me on a bunch of meds. I had a blood clot on my heart on the left artery.
What?
Or the left side of my heart. And I had all the stuff. And they were straight up telling me it's not looking good, dude. And I was like,
were they bracing you for the worst?
Well, I kept trying to get them to be optimistic because you want your doctors
to
be cool. I'm like, so tell me, what are the odds? And they're like, yeah, I can't guarantee you anything. I'm like, okay, so you guys can't even lie to me? No, we cannot. And then I'm signing all these different sheets and whatever. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I went in for, they got me stable. They said, you're going to live your entire life on these 12 or 13 medications that you're taking a day.
Oh my God.
You can function, you can exist like this. It's going to be very difficult, but you have a really weak heart. And then a week ago, I went to the cardiologist to have my blood tested, as I always, I have to on this thing. And they ran all these tests on me, and I had this other thing called AFib, which is an erratic heartbeat, which causes stroke. It was cool. And everything disappeared. Like, every single thing that I had went away. My heart is now beating healthy and normal. The AFib disappeared. My blood pressure normal, no clogging or blocking of the arteries.
Wow.
And they said it was just a virus. And they said like 3 or 4% of people get it and actually heal.
Oh my God.
And they're like, it's like the number one silent killer of young people. But I got it. They fixed it and it's gone. And I'm super lucky and very happy, you know, but I'm still processing the whole thing because
your head's got to be spinning a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, like, month and a half ago, it's like, you're going to need a new heart or you're going to die. And now it's like, just kidding. Have some.
Fools.
Yeah,
I'm so
fools.
Happy.
You want candy?
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
exactly.
Such a nice guy. You're Thank such you. A great person. Even if you were an asshole, I wouldn't want to wish that on anybody, but you're such a great guy. You and I have known each other for a long time.
Long time.
I was telling everybody that we did the same premium blend way back in the day.
Yes.
Well, do you know what year that was?
2003.
Wow.
That was the last time I did stand-up on Comedy Central.
2002.
We're like a real set.
I heard you got a standing ovation.
I got a standing O, and they haven't had me back.
Yeah, I didn't mean either. I did not get a standing O.
I was crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So you, when you got out of the hospital, what's the first thing you did?
I took a shower.
Took a shower?
Yeah, because that gown is kind of funky. And, like, you know, you just whatever.
You didn't crush some ass?
Not in the hospital, no.
So
really?
So wait,
you didn't just go just hey, get over here. Boom! Like,
no, but the majority of the talent.
This is life! You didn't just look in the eye. I'm pumping life into you.
Well, I could have said that. But, I mean, the majority of the people on the floor that I was on probably couldn't have heard me because they were like 100.
You know, you and just 100. Oh, man, those chicks put out.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. But you got to be gentle.
Yeah.
You definitely do.
They break their hips all the time. Just blame it on that.
Yeah, see, I didn't want that.
Their whole back looks like a bunch of vaginas, really.
I've got many years in my history with no broken hips during sex, and I wanted to leave with that record intact.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't lived life till you broke a girl's hip. That's what my grandpa used to say.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Dude, you don't need to.
Okay.
Just love life.
I do.
Just love life. Do you have any? I'd love for you to play a song in a brief. I just want to hear a couple of your songs. I love you to death.
Okay.
I'm so happy you're on the show. You did the Naughty Show one time.
I did.
And I'm trying to get you back on. I just gotta
do
it
more. You got a lot
of
people. You got a lot of people who want to be on that show.
And you crushed it.
I don't remember crushing it, but
you did crush it.
Okay.
Do you think I would have you on my podcast if you didn't super crush it?
No, I don't think that at all. But then again, there is that whole sympathy almost died factor. That
no.
is, come on.
No.
That's
not my style.
So when you said earlier, I have to have this guy on because he almost died, that was just like a bit you were doing.
Yeah, that was a bit you were doing. I was listening on the way over.
You're such an asshole. Did you really listen?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think?
No, I didn't listen. I don't have Sirius.
You motherfucker.
I'm sorry, but
did
I wanted
you hear
to go.
How excited Sam got for your feet? He's like, pet me.
It's really uncalled for. As you set up your guitar, can we get into something? I want to get your feelings on this whole thing.
Sure.
You have our friend Brett Riley's here with you, too. Do we have a microphone for Brett Riley?
Yeah,
are we out of microphones? We might be out of microphones.
No.
Might be out of mics.
No.
What? Yeah. We're out of mics.
Then how was there someone on one last
hour? Oh, here's
hour?
One.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brett Riley, why don't you come in here and hang out?
Brett Riley, rap battle extraordinaire.
Brett Riley, very funny comic. He's been called the Dane Cook with no money. I saw that on Facebook. Can we shut this door over here, too? Real quick,
just said
the studio.
That to me one night.
What's that?
Somebody Dane Cook with no money. That's what somebody told me after a set one night. They were like, you're Dane Cook with no money.
What does that even mean?
It just means they were like,
you're really funny.
You should be really good. You just don't have any money and nobody knows you. And I was like,
fucked up way to put it, though.
I know, and that's why I put it up. And then a couple people, I took it down because I thought that people were saying it was like. Then everybody on the thread starts friggin' just saying shit about Dane, and I was like, I'm not trying to start a shit talking.
Yeah. Nope.
Right. Thing. Right.
Like,
right. I gotcha. Hey, real quick. Where can they? You have a podcast too.
Yeah.
What's it called? Where can they find it?
Mine's called "Couldn't Help But Notice." Brett Riley couldn't help but notice on the John Lovitz Comedy Network. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I do my Punch Drunk Sports there.
I think you guys do it like the hour before I get there. You do it.
Yeah, we do it from Tuesdays noon to 2.
Yeah.
It's a really great one.
And the pace.
But I wanted to bring you in because I want to talk about this whole cancel Colbert thing with you guys. Do you want to do a song quick and then we'll get into that?
No, we can do that first.
Okay. Well, then we'll do that first. Controversy.
That's pretty fast. Not ready.
Controversy. Vicky, why don't you get into it?
Okay, well, if you follow Twitter, a few days ago, it started the hashtag cancel Colbert because Stephen Colbert made a joke. He was alluding to the team, the Redskins, and he was making fun of, what's his name, Dan Snyder?
Dan Snyder.
You guys know sports.
Yeah.
Right.
And the joke he did was, what was it? It was about Asians, but it referenced basically that Dan Snyder was starting a fund. It was deliberately offensive.
What I didn't realize is that, and I went back and watched it. The organization that Dan Snyder started was the Washington Redskins for the betterment of Native Americans.
Right. So to satirize that.
Yes.
Colbert did what? Ching Chong Ding Dong.
Oh, yeah. It's something for the Ching Chong Ding Dong Institute for Orientals and Others.
Or whatever.
Or no, whatever.
Or whatever.
Or right? Whatever.
But I didn't even know that first part totally. I knew it was something with Dan and he'd start an organization, but I didn't know within the title of this organization is Washington Redskins.
Redskins, yeah.
Which is the whole point of the joke.
Yes.
Is that, how can you put Washington Redskins in when just helping out Native Americans? Thus, Ching Chong Ding Dongs for Orientals or whatever.
Because wouldn't that be as absurd as the Redskins?
Right.
He also started a foundation called OAF. Original Americans Foundation.
Yeah.
Oaf? Really? Like, I saw Oaf. Olbermann, Keith Olbermann, just destroyed him on his show the other night. It was like, really, this guy, I think it says it pretty
Dan
perfectly.
Snyder really, I mean, he really is a fucking idiot.
He's an idiot. Like, I want to know his story. And, like, what does his dad do?
Well, obviously he's a very wealthy guy, but he's still an idiot. I mean, every offseason, any fucking free agent... Dan Snyder's like, I'll pay him $110 million. And then he's a butt. I mean, that's what he does every... That's the knock against any talented athlete who goes to Washington is that Dan Snyder likes them.
What? Yeah, but isn't he... doesn't he own FedEx?
Yeah, I don't know what he
does own FedEx.
I think so, yeah.
So I don't... Yeah, I mean, I think he's like, oh, that's $110 million. What's that going to be? Two days of mail?
But exactly. But it's in the NFL, like, the amount of money he can dole out, he can't dole out too much money. So he will put all of his... Like, he'll just go all in on a fucking dumbass.
Right.
He's probably a horrible gambler.
But that's just the American 22! Way, is it? Like, hey, who gives a shit if 22? It's dumb as fuck? They have money.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, like... Do you guys find the name Washington Redskins offensive?
No, not at all.
I'm a hardened comedian. I'm just thinking in this environment,
it is
that if it was the Washington Blackskins or the Washington Jewskins, it wouldn't fly.
Actually, I would love the Jewskins. I think that's a
great
name.
I think they should cross promote and make it the Potato Skins.
Yeah, that's great.
And then
great.
That way all their
I love potato I like skins.
It. That actually should be an Irish sports team.
Yeah.
Oh! I think they should just call Washington the Washington Pale Faces and then have a middle finger on their helmet.
Yeah.
Just to confuse the fuck out of people.
So go into the rest of it.
Well, not everyone thought Colbert's joke was so funny.
This is my favorite
Most
part.
Notably, a 23-year-old quote-unquote activist,
oh my
you decide,
God.
Named Suey 23
Park. 23 or 21?
No, she's 23.
She looks 21. Which means she was born in what? 91.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Premium blend days.
So she started the hashtag cancel Colbert to bring attention to this. She's an Asian American young woman, activist, you decide. And basically the whole thing fucking blew up on Twitter, and I don't like it.
It's
I don't
the
like
most
her.
Hilarious thing ever.
But look at the coverage of the fucking Malaysian plane disappearing. Yeah. In this, it's why are idiots leading the goddamn discussion? Like, you know,
it's
what I mean?
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Well,
it's
exactly.
This thing because we have a 24-hour news cycle. Mm-hmm. They have to talk about something. So anything that pops up, they run with it like it's legit.
Yeah.
It's like here's the thing about the. Okay, go on.
No, go ahead.
The funniest thing is like Vicky sends me this link to this video, in which this. The Huffington Post interviews Suzy Park, which isn't even a real name.
Right, and we'll get into that. But when I saw that they had interviewed her, my first thought, seeing it was on Huffington Post, was don't even fucking tell me. They're going to give her a platform. They're going to go along with this insanity. But it didn't really turn out like that because he went nuts on her.
It's the funniest thing ever. He Skypes with this chick into this show because Huffington Post does their own kind of like interviewing on hot topics. This girl Skypes in on her Skype in her bedroom. Behind her is a bed full of stuffed animals. She got stuffed animals all over her bed. And she's an activist.
She looks like a little child.
Maybe, is this the, but most people, the 23-year-old?
Yeah.
23. Well, maybe born in 91.
Maybe these are all the toys that she made.
Yeah.
Oh,
well played.
Nobody. Nobody, nothing
everybody,
for that.
That was, Jake Chris.
That was a hug for someone. It for sure was.
That was very well played.
Well played. But it's like, talk to me about Asian discrimination in this country, especially cute Asian girl discrimination. I want to know about the hard days, the days in which you felt all the doors in society were locked on you. And everybody was out to get you. I just think we live in a world. I mean, you're a cute Asian girl. I mean, everybody's trying to bone you. Tell
everyone.
Me about the hard time.
Yeah.
What are we going to have, blondes with big tits protesting about how hard it is to be blonde with big tits in this country?
I hope so, and I hope their chant causes them to jump with their signs and all that shit.
Her father was an executive.
Okay.
Her mother, she had a stay-at-home mom, so she got her mother at home with her, and her sister went to medical school. It just doesn't seem like that. It's that rough going.
Well, if you really think about it, anybody that says I'm an activist is somebody that's not exactly well-rounded because they've just poured all their energy into one fucking bullshit thing instead of actually being like a Renaissance person that's well-rounded and you're actually trying to be good at everything.
That's a great point.
Like, people in this country will step over a fucking bum to save a fucking puppy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
not if that puppy is homeless. Yeah.
That's true.
A lot of stepping at that point. Like, another step.
That's a lot of work.
I just think that we live in a country where children are raised on MTV, and MTV tries to teach everybody that they were oppressed by old white men, and that they have to rise against. And then people start using it for a crutch. There's a time, obviously, and it still goes on. Black America was completely crippled by prejudice. And it's now going out with gay people. There's legit prejudice against gay people. But,
yes, there is a law that does not apply to them that applies to everyone else.
100%.
Right.
There's legit discrimination against them. This Asian girl, where is the discrimination? Tell me about this.
And also, go ahead.
No, all go right. ahead.
What I was going to say is the reason there was even any backlash at all is because whoever runs the Twitter account for Colbert fucked up. And didn't put any context into it. He just put ching chong ding dong or Asians or whatever.
Oh, really?
And so that if you want to just look at that like an idiot and not realize.
She watched it on television.
Oh, and she got offended by watching it on television.
No,
then
I think she saw the tweet.
Like,
is that it?
I think she saw
the tweet. I heard the tweet. I heard
the
tweet.
Is that all that caused it?
The tweet is what caused it because there was no context. And the tweet is just print, which is another reason that I think, does it serve a purpose, Twitter and all that stuff? Yeah.
No.
But does it also get comics that should never even be able to perform anywhere bookings? Yeah,
yes.
It does.
Don't even get me started.
It's the equivalent of the fucking nerdy kid.
Yeah, I think
you want to get this party started?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Somebody start.
Well,
the whole notion is that she just doesn't get the joke.
Yeah.
And then my favorite part, she's like an activist, and then the end of the tweet is, fuck you. You think Martin Luther King would ever have done that? I see black boys and little white girls walking, and if I don't see this, fuck you!
That would be the greatest speech
ever.
That was his I Have a Nightmare speech,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be
awesome.
I
just love that. Like,
that's what our history's going to be like, though, in the future. It's going to be like, And you guys, we're gonna look back at Congress right now, Boehner going, and guess what? I'm against this. I'm against what Obama's trying to do. And guess what? If he does it, we're just gonna shut this motherfucker down.
Yeah.
And we're gonna take our ball, and we'd like to see you play this game without the fucking That's ball.
When did he turn into Chris Farley?
Yeah.
I just wanted to. I don't know where this voice is coming from.
He just turned right into Farley.
Let your ma, let him watch your grandma. So she's just ridiculous. It's just stupid. I mean, like, if you're 21, 22, 23, don't start crying about discrimination.
Isn't part of the big issue here that now nobody is focused on the issue?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that this, right. like, Dan, this is what Dan Snyder would want.
Yeah.
He would want the story to be the story.
Look that, over here.
Yeah.
Look
and that's
over
what
here.
Wag the dog.
And that's, yeah, and that's what it's always been, is that. That's what he meant. I don't know why he want. I mean, I get it. You like a fucking team. You don't want to change their name. It's the fucking Redskins. At some point, you need to just be like, you know what? I'm white. I need to just be like, yeah. I apologize.
You know what? I'm white. We pretty much wiped out your
yeah.
whole culture.
Right.
Maybe
their
we could change
the
fucking name.
Their casinos are great, though. Yeah, their casinos really are great.
Why don't they call it the Washington Casinos?
Yeah.
Or the Washington oh. Sueys.
Yeah. yeah.
Or the
Pygal.
Or the Washington, great. You guys get into college for free. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, you guys get $20,000 a month.
That's another well played
from
point.
Casinos.
Yeah.
These kids are, those Indians are rich.
Or you run the plot line on the television show Banshee. I don't even get that.
Point. Jay Chris.
I think that was a two pointer.
That was a double yeah. pointer. Jake,
you want to go from that into a song?
Okay.
Now, that's segue. The weirdest segue ever. Let's talk about how when you're 21 to 24, that's when the real problems hit you in your life.
Yeah, yeah. I just like,
especially if you're an attractive female.
Like, I want to ask her, like, who's treated Asian women particularly? Who's treated them worse? Old white guys or your parents, well, Asians in general?
Can we have an interview and I'll be the 21 to 24 okay. year old Asian woman?
Hi, we're here with
hey.
Susie Park. Peck?
Suey Park.
We're here with Suey Park.
Suey.
Thank you for calling in. I know that everybody's been trying to get you on the show. The fact you've called into Playboy Radio is amazing.
Y'all, you're welcome.
Can you tell us about, you know, just basically what going on with Cancel Colbert?
Well, I had just gotten off work at the sweatshop that happens to also be in the basement of my house.
Okay.
My mother is the manager, and my father is a professional, and
yeah.
he was out playing poker and drinking rice wine.
Yeah.
You know, why wouldn't he be? And I just came home, and I decided that I watched, like, I was kind of listening to K-pop.
Yeah.
And then I saw what I saw part of this Comedy Central show, but I didn't understand it, you know, because, you know.
Why? Is it because it's English?
Yeah, English. Yeah, it's not my first language.
Okay.
And so
there was no Hello Kitties yeah. in frame.
And it was, you know, and I had a lot of time on my hands because there was no sailors in town that
okay.
weekend. Right? Hey, I'm going overboard with this.
Hey. No,
no pun intended.
I feel
yeah.
pain.
And so I just decided that laughter is poison. And everyone should be offended by everything, so I just put it up there, and it's cool. I got 13 Twitter followers from it.
That's How many? Awesome. She yeah, she ended up getting a lot of Twitter
She's
followers.
She's right here with us, Sam. Ask
yeah,
her.
You ended up getting a lot of Twitter followers.
Well, I can't.
More like over 2,000 from what I saw.
2,000, yeah.
They were all Asians. So
all 2,000 Asians.
Yeah.
That is a
yeah.
lot of dojo right there.
A lot of dojo.
Oh, Harry, how interview. Great!
That's a good. I can't believe you got Suey.
I know you really got locked
I'm,
it down.
I'm glad I called you. That's a pretty good voice. I do her and other people.
What I mean, because that is really spot on. You must have researched her for a while.
Yeah. Just is there anybody else you'd like me to do an impression of?
Yeah.
I mean, could you do Obama responding to all this?
Yeah. Hey, Suey, come on.
That's amazing. Wow. It's like he's here.
That's a great.
It's like he's
impression.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I got a bunch of them.
Can you do Colbert's thoughts on the controversy?
Yeah, this is stupid. I'm rich, and I probably slept with her.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Really accurate.
I know. I'm
Sounds
so.
Like
I'm so.
And then Vladimir Putin responding.
Rocky Five.
Yeah.
See, great, I got the run wrong.
It's
I,
a great.
I didn't. I should have
no,
said
no,
Rocky
he likes,
Four.
He likes the Tommy Gunn one. I
yeah.
heard. Putin. He likes
he
the AIDS
that's
one.
That's why he likes yeah. to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
That's why there's no gays allowed in Russia. He's like Rocky Five, all about gay. Rocky Four about harmony.
I see, and that's a perfect impression of me doing my impression of him.
It sounds just like it. That's what it's.
This is what it's all about. It's mirrors
yeah.
in here.
So you're touring. You're doing a lot of comedy right now.
Getting ready to go on a 3-week tour tomorrow.
Where are you
Thursday.
Touring?
Indianapolis.
Crackers?
No, I'm going to. I'm doing Morty's.
Morty's, nice.
Morty's, and then I go to Calgary, Alberta.
Great. Wow. Where are you playing?
Laugh Stop.
I hear that's phenomenal.
That's what everyone says. It's my first time there.
I hear it's like this. It's like the greatest club ever. It's like everybody instantly murders.
Cool.
Except for, is that where Tom Segura was at, where he got booed at?
That was Winnipeg.
Oh, Winnipeg. So you're good. But I hear it's amazing.
Okay.
That's great.
And then I'm going to Hutchinson.
I'm going to Kansas. My hometown's
what's
name
it, what's
all
it
the
called?
Time. Hutchinson, Kansas.
I'm going to Hutchinson, Kansas.
I'm going to Hutchinson, Kansas.
Yeah.
That's your hometown?
Yeah. I do it once a month there.
Wow.
Sam and I talked about it. We haven't got it confirmed, but
man.
It's a great time. It sells out.
Let's do it in June.
I do it like the 3rd, yeah. So I hope you still are. But we're doing, we go back, and I take Hollywood Comics direct to my hometown.
That's awesome.
And the whole town shows up.
And we shake hands with all the Asians.
Are there Asians in your hometown?
There's all kinds in my hometown. Kansas is where people go when their families are like, okay, we have money. Where can we own lots of stuff? And then you go to Kansas. Like people.
So the Asians at the shows are bought Asians.
No. They've already made their money, and they just got
service?
Sick of it. No, they just got sick of the big city, and they really like our slogan for my hometown is "Come share our space."
Come share our space.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because there's a shitload of it. There's nothing there. Like there's a lot of space,
and there's tornadoes.
And there is that.
Are there going to be any tornadoes while he's there?
I sure as hell hope not.
Maybe
I've been
up on stage. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Nothing. Bang. Nobody. Still here.
Bitches.
Still here. Still here. Yep.
All right.
That's where it lives.
Let me ask you something. How do I get in the Chris Army?
You just follow me on Twitter.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
There's a lot of people in the army.
I enlisted earlier today.
Yeah, there's a lot
50,000. That's pretty impressive.
53. I went from 53 to 53.1 today.
Oh, that's huge.
53,100.
Who's the one?
I don't know. But after this, it's going to be 53,200. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Buddy.
Now
tornado.
Who have you toured with?
I have toured. I did a big tour in 2010 with Dane Cook, and that was 6 weeks.
Who is that? You and who?
Dane Cook.
Just you and Dane?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dane Cook, Ben Glebe,
yeah.
And Al Delbeny.
Oh, nice.
And that was a lot of fun. And then I just got back from India with Russell Peters, and that was incredible.
Wow.
That was so much fun. It was like the
How
baller.
How is Russell in front of his people?
It's like Michael Jackson. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the most baller situation. You're going private plane to like security to not like – you're not – like with Dane, we were doing arenas. And which is incredible and like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And with Russell, you're doing fucking stadiums.
Stadiums.
We did soccer stadiums.
Like how many people?
Gosh, I don't know. Many,
like,
many, many.
Guesstimation, and you could be totally off.
Didn't you say the smallest crowd that you performed for was like 7,000?
Yeah, that was the smallest was 7, but I know we did a couple of 30s. And like,
what is like comedy in front of 30,000?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like... I remember laughing, constantly thinking, this is way better than the 140 spot at Laugh Factory, you know, every night. And it's just like, it's just wall to wall, but it's just, there's a lot of bizarreness to it. It's the greatest job ever for however long. You're up there and like.
How long would you do?
He gave me 20 to 25. And I was up there and like, you're on stage, you walk out, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, this person you've never heard of, which is me. And I walk out and it's just like, you know.
Is that your stage name?
Yeah.
This guy you've never heard of?
Well, that's what they were hearing.
Okay.
So they said my stage name. So then I walk out, and it's like you have video, like gigantic Rolling Stones video screen to your left, gigantic video screen to your right, and it's like you've got two or three people, cameras, you've got security everywhere, and as far as you possibly can see, there are people, and they're all the way around you, and
they stink.
They probably do, but but man, they love comedy. As long as you don't talk about religion,
oh,
and
really?
It's like, yeah, and they're fanatical and they follow you and they like you sign stuff and they're great.
How long is that after signing? If he's doing 60,000,
he doesn't sign. He doesn't not sign. He has like a remote group of people. He would be there forever. A lot of the times, for safety reasons, he would take off like right away. Like we would end. They would hold the show. The DJ would
jump
spin.
Jump in a police helicopter.
Boom. Hey, one of his suite in Mumbai, when we were there, had a helipad on the roof, like of his actual suite.
Now, is Indian pussy spicy?
It's got a crunch to it.
Really?
Like a papadum.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like, you know, how American is like plain.
Yeah.
And
hey, there's some American chicks here. They might get offended by that.
I'm sorry. But that is crunchy.
And it's like
they like to say they're pussy Skittles. That's what girls like to say.
I can't tell you how many times I heard that when I was on the road. Every Indian girl I met, she was like, wait, my pussy is Skittles.
What is Skittles? What is pussy
It's a hard
Skittles.
Shell candy.
Okay.
Dude, we got to tell you. It's just
I've been with the same woman for 9 years. I'm domesticated.
Yeah,
like
but
a
you
house
love
cat.
It, though, dude.
I do love it. I
this
do
guy
love it.
Loves it. This
I know
like, I love being with my lady, having my baby. Love it.
I have a beautiful kid, and my wife's way the fuck out of my league. I win.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm happy for you. I totally am.
That's
I
a
think
great
it's
attitude.
Great.
Yeah, yeah and here, so here right. we are comparing pussy to peanut butter that's crunchy and hard candy.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, you can't have it all.
You're missing nothing. You're missing nothing.
You don't like the color of this grass on the side of the fence, my man? It's green.
I walk by it every day.
I like by Skittle pussy
every
day.
I walk by Skittle pussy all day.
Yeah,
like
walk
I was
right
out
through
the,
us in the tears.
A bunch of
I got a little bit drunk on Saturday night, and I started Forrest Gumping chicks. I called this Forrest Gumping because these girls were being really nice to me. They were like, "Oh my god, you're really fanny tonight," and all this stuff. And drunk girls in Hollywood. And I go, "Seats taken." Seats taken. I called it Forrest Gumping because I'm married and I'm happy. Seats taken.
And they called the police.
Forrest Gumping.
Forrest Gumping. Seats taken.
Now, do you practice hitting on chicks at all?
I will admit the best thing to do is to when a girl does come up, just because I was the guy on stage, and it's like, well, your wife's not here, and does that, and I just kind of look
do
at
her.
Do
they say that to you?
Well, yeah, they say, women say more, some crazy shit.
These
sometimes.
Scandalous bitches.
Sometimes, and I just look at them sometimes, and my favorite thing to do is look at them, especially when they're, like, a physical specimen. Like, they right. obviously know how beautiful they
You're
are.
Talking Crystalia pussy?
Maybe, yeah. And he goes, no, but if they come up and they go, I don't see her wife's here. She was like, why aren't you coming hang out with me and my friends? I was like, don't you think I'm a little out of your league?
Ha!
And then they go and walk off, and then I give it like two minutes.
At that point, does a black woman run by and go, oh, no, you're dead!
Ma'am, get out of here!
No, and then I just walk over like 2 minutes later and just go like this. I go, obviously, I was kidding. I was like you know that you're attractive.
Keep your options open.
But I didn't want you to throw shit at me like later in the night, but I had to
you
fuck with you.
You are too nice of a person.
I like that you don't make them go through that in
no
their
no
head.
But you could oh, but, you but I let them go dude. For 2 minutes. I let them go back Perfect. To their girlfriends and do this shit. You are not gonna believe what this motherfucker just said to me, and I'll let them have the discussion, and then I come over and I go, obviously I was fucking with you, you're beautiful, all your friends Good. Are beautiful, I hope I didn't fuck up you ladies' nights, all right, goodbye. And then when I walk away, guess whose dick she wants to suck. Right. Guess whose dick she wants to suck. But she can't have it.
But she can't like, suck yeah. it.
That was the least catchy song ever.
Yeah.
It was the least
Guess
catchy song ever. That's actually the
she
title.
She wants to suck.
Welcome back to Guess Whose Dick She Wants to Suck.
Our caller today
she
is
wants
hung
to
up.
Brush her teeth well.
I believe we have Suey on line 5.
She love you long time. Do you ever watch Chris D'Elia hit on chicks? It's so funny because they just wrap around like he's a town crier. Have you ever seen that?
I wasn't around in those times. I'm familiar with the position.
Like he's like it's
the
like,
town crier. Town yeah. friar would be like friar.
Oh, did you
tough.
Say friar?
Like, you yeah, said the friar. Town friar. But the
town okay. crier.
The town.
Who wants ass friends? All
right, the terminology would be town crier.
Yeah,
because town friar would be like
too.
Friar Tuck from
town
Robin Hood.
Town friar was the guy who got everybody acid.
Yeah. Or the kid who works at the Dairy Queen and makes fries.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing.
You knew it's called Yes And, Brad.
Okay, my bad.
We're just
sorry.
Yes And here. All right.
Yep.
How does everyone like the hash browns?
You know that guy?
Anyone?
Game of Thrones. Have you seen?
Anyone for more tater tots? Move, Cryer, move. You're taking up the fryer's area.
There are such good tots at Winterfell. Such good tots.
You know what'll heal that black leg of yours? A handful of tots and salt.
Gather round.
Gather round, everyone.
No, what's it like? You were talking about watching him hit on people. What's it like?
So it's so fun to watch these girls. Like, they all want a shot at the title. It's so fun to watch. It's just he holds court. And these girls are just like, and they just come out from the shows and they just line up around him. Like, he's like, backstage, 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 go. It's amazing. And then the Uber pulls up and he just kicks them all in.
Uber X, right?
Yeah.
Uber Uber right? Triple X, it's Playboy, right? Hey, come on, everybody.
That's working.
So can we hear right. a song or two? Yeah. We only have 8 minutes left. It's been so much fun.
I know. I looked at the clock and was like, what the
fuck? There's no way I have 5 songs that equal 8 minutes.
No. You can do 2 songs equal a minute and a half.
Okay.
And then we're going to push all of our stuff.
Okay. This song is called, I never really named the song, but this is kind of like what I think sometime on dates. I love you, you know I do. Girl, you know I love you. Yes, it's true, I'm in love with you, which is why I think you should swallow my cum.
Hey!
Swallow my cum. It'll be super gross, but super fun. Swallow my cum, please do not spit it in my sink when you're done. Can't get mad, cause I told you I love you. There you go.
Do you think your that was great?
Yeah.
Do you think your spunk tastes like shit?
It's got a crunch to it.
You don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, bro?
I have fruits and vegetables.
You think it has a crunch to it because of India? Did it have a crunch before?
I'm on blood thinners, so it has a crunch to it. It's surprisingly diet. It tastes like IBC root beer.
Do you jizz in binary code?
Wait, how would you know it?
I've done research on it.
You check your own product?
I was talking to Suey.
Who hasn't tasted their own spunk? Seriously, raise your hand if you have not tasted your own spunk.
Hey, raise your hand if you haven't. Yeah,
I haven't.
I have not.
All right, man.
Sam's hand is it raised?
Sam asked the question.
Can I be honest? I don't know if I believe that.
We haven't tasted our own.
Yeah, I kind of know if I believe
it. What's it taste like?
I've done this before.
I mean, I've
been like, it's kind of. I've been like, okay, it smells.
I guarantee you tasted it.
I mean, if I'm on a ranch in a pinch,
I guarantee you he tasted it.
Did you
if you put
said?
It that close, I just, taste it.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna get to, if you're gonna sniff, you gotta taste it.
Once you sniff your own cum, you gotta.
You gotta eat it.
You're not gonna be able to resist.
Don't smell everything.
Yeah.
Oh, they're lying.
Yeah, they're lying. The whole peanut gallery thinks you guys lying.
The Gary.
Okay. Geary. Do you have another song?
Yeah,
one more
called,
song?
This song's called Actually, I Have Tasted My Spunk.
Ah!
It's really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't play that first.
Yeah, this is really short. This song's for anybody who's currently in a relationship, ever been in a relationship, or ever will be in a relationship ever. Go away. Come here, 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 come here. Now go away. Go away, stay. Go away, come here, 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 come here. Now go away. I hate you. Fuck off, please stay.
That's great.
All right, Matt. Yeah. Well, awesome. What a fun show.
That was great.
Thank you.
Do we have any All Things Comedy announcements?
We actually do. Yes, and I'm going to try to find them. Jackie Cation special. We've been talking about the video. You could buy it. This would make an excellent Horcrux.
Wisconsin
you can pick
native.
It up on All Things Comedy. But now you can also get it on iTunes. It's available. You can also get Tom Segura's special, Completely Normal, on iTunes or watch it on Netflix. And the ATC Spotlight this week is the podcast My Dumb Friends. New York-based comics Dan St. Germain and Sean Donnelly host My Dumb Friends, where they talk to their friends about the dumbest shit they've ever done. Topics range from selling candy to pay for a girlfriend's abortion to hooking up with a transsexual in Mexico City. Sam, that sounds like a podcast you might enjoy.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Those guys are really funny, Dan.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If they have the Garrett seal of approval, I'm on board.
All right. Well, guys, where can they find you? What can they, you know, all that stuff?
You can find me on Twitter and pretty much every social media platform at The Chris Army. And you'd see me on the road if you live in those cities. And otherwise, you know, if you know where I live, I'll be there.
I know where you live.
It's I'll be there.
The place where I masturbate outside the window.
Ah, so maybe
do you taste
yours?
It when you're done?
All the time. Gotta check the oil, guys.
You can find me at brettreilly.com, BRETTRILEY.com, and check out the podcast, Couldn't Help But Notice with Brett Riley. And
what's that? What's the
on
about?
John Lovitz coming? Mine is just basically I just have the people that I find most interesting and funny on, the people that I have the best conversations with when I'm out and about, and just cool people I met.
Love it.
Yeah.
We'll promote it.
Hi, Sam. I got nothing.
Nothing? Are you going to be anywhere?
Actually, next Tuesday I'll be at Flappers. I'm going to have to miss the second hour of the show next week.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
This is how we find out?
Sorry. Well, it's more comfortable for me this way. Sorry, Dad.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, it's fine. He's gonna get into the zone.
It's cool.
So,
whatever.
Very excited to announce April 25th. I will be at Tucson at the Hotel Congress with Brian Redband and Paul Cleese. And then I will be April 26th. I will be returning to the scene of the crime of the greatest heckle kill of all time, Chili Bombers in Phoenix, Arizona. That's Friday and Saturday. Very excited. And then the first weekend of May, I am with my man, Gareth Reynolds, at the La Jolla Comedy Store. I got great stuff coming out. I have a big thing I'm working on. I'm very excited. Might be in Vegas all the time, every time, working on it. So we'll see how it goes. Does anyone have anything they want to pitch real quick? Okay, man. Well, it's been a fun 2 hours. I know you're listening to this right now. It's the second podcast we put out this week. I had a lot of fun. I want to thank Vicky for putting together that awesome little sequence you put together. That's great.
Oh, thanks.
Next week, who knows what's got? We got a crazy show next week. Some people be here. Some people won't.
Wait a minute. Aren't you not going to be here?
I might miss part of the first.
Yo,
motherfucker,
guys.
What the fuck? You just
don't worry about me.
No, I
don't worry
about me. That's a goddamn double standard.
Yeah,
I am very, very, very fucking worried about this whole thing.
Don't you worry about me. And ain't nobody got time for this. Check us out. Fine. Twitter. Everything. I'm going to have a new design for the Luminati shirts very soon. I want you guys to see them, so I'm very excited.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep. Yay. All right, guys. Hopefully we'll have naked chicks next week. We'll see you guys. This is Playboy Radio. All things comedy. And it's the Naughty Show. Stay black.
Can you do Colbert's thoughts on the controversy?
Yeah, this is stupid. I'm rich, and I've probably slept with her.
And then
yeah.
Vladimir Putin responding.
Rocky V.